The Deadbolt Mystery Society presents The Warwick Recordings, a story about secrets and how they are uncovered in a strange neighborhood in an even stranger town.
Hey, it's Knox Carter again. I'm back with episode 5 of the Warwick Recordings. Sorry for the delay. I know you've been wanting to know all about what I found out about the Falks, the previous owners of my home. If you remember, I had to threaten my realtor, Preston Adams, in order to find out who they were and where I could find them. As it turned out, I found out a lot more than that. Like the fact that Nicholas Falk was assaulted in the house by a gang of strangers. He's in a coma. When I arrived at St. George's, the hospital where Nicholas was being monitored, the lady at the front desk provided his number without hesitation. At first, the woman in the room looked at me curiously. It wasn't that she was unsure of who I was. Preston had filled her in sufficiently. The look she had was more of a look of indecision, as if she was trying to make up her mind about talking to me. Eventually, Becky Falk agreed to speak with me on the condition that we have our conversation out in the hall. She didn't want to take the chance of her husband hearing anything I had to say, even in his comatose state. Becky Falk was a small, mousy woman with dull brown hair and a plain face. She didn't look formidable unless you met her gaze and saw the strength in her eyes. She was much more than she appeared at first glance. That opinion of her would only be strengthened after I heard her story. Here's the conversation we had as best I can remember it. Hi, I'm Becky Falk. Preston Adams called and said you had some questions about the house. That's true, but first off, let me say I'm so sorry about your husband, Mrs. Falk. I hate to intrude. I know this must be a very difficult time for you. Thank you. My whole world has been turned upside down since the attack. I keep hoping that Nicholas will open his eyes one day and call my name. The doctors say it's possible. Do you mind me asking what happened? I have to be careful what I say. I think I'm still being watched. What do you mean, watched? By the people who terrorized us. I'm certain they planned to kill both of us. They still could if they wanted to. I understand. I don't want to put you or your husband in any danger. I can leave if that would be easier. No, I want to help you. I want to bring these jackals to justice. If something I can tell you will make that happen, then it's worth the risk. I appreciate that. It means a lot. So what can you tell me about what happened? Nicholas was taken from me one night. A group of men in robes broke into our house and abducted him. I don't know where they took him or what they did with him, but Nicholas got away from them. They chased him back home and attacked him on the front porch steps. He suffered a lot of head trauma that caused his brain to swell. He's been in a coma ever since that night. I'm so sorry. Did the police have any leads in the case? Any suspects? I think they know more than they're letting on. They're very tight-lipped. I think they're protecting someone. How long had you and your husband lived in the house before the attack? About 6 months, but we were threatened almost from the time we moved in. That doesn't sound good. I've already gotten a threat. How long have you lived there? Only one day. I just moved in. They've started early with you. That isn't good. What do you mean? Do you know about the rules? I found some words painted behind one of the walls. Are those the rules you mean? Nicholas is responsible for that. He hoped it would help someone else one day. He knew things were going to get bad, but he refused to leave. Said he wasn't going to be bullied out of his own home. Do you know why they attacked your husband, Mrs. Falk? Because that's what they do. That's what they've done for a very long time. Or at least that's what Nicholas told me. He said something else too, but I didn't understand what he meant by it. What did he say? He said they were trying to keep Harold alive.
Harold? Virginia's husband?
I think so. Who are these people? That's the problem. I don't know exactly who they are. Nicholas knew. I'm certain of that. He knew a lot more about all this than what he told me. I think he was trying to keep me safe. He didn't want me to worry. A lot of good that did us in the end. Any idea where you learned about the rules?
Not really, but one thing I do know about the group is that they're very old. Nicholas admitted as much to me. He did a lot of research into the history of the house, and he knew a lot about what was going on. One thing you have to understand about my husband, though, is that he's one of the most stubborn men on the planet. He wasn't about to let anyone chase us away, so he stood his ground and paid the price for it. And he's been in a hospital bed ever since. He sounds very brave. Did you ever have anyone break into your house?
Oh, definitely.
Did you ever have someone in your house and you weren't actually sure how they managed to get in?
We did.
One night, we heard someone creeping around our home, but we knew that every door and window was locked. We confirmed it after the fact. It was unnerving. After that happened, Nicholas was determined to find answers. He tore the entire house up looking for secret entrances and exits. So that's what happened to the house.
Becky Falk nodded.
As I mentioned, Nicholas was very thorough. I really think that nighttime intrusion led us down the path that we're on now. If he had never discovered what he discovered, things might be very different.
I received a note from someone representing a group called the Court of Moloch. Do you know what that means?
It means you're in serious trouble. While Nicholas has been in the hospital, I've gone through some of his stuff and read some of the notes he made. I actually read what he found about the Court of Moloch. Moloch is mentioned in the Bible as a Canaanite deity that's worshipped through human sacrifice. Of course, that refers to Moloch in ancient times. Nicholas also found something about a group of highly influential people who meet at a place called the Bohemian Grove in California. According to some stories, the members of the Grove are the most influential people in the world. They meet once a year and make all the decisions that shape the direction of humanity. Presidents, prime ministers, actors, and all sorts of famous people have been known to be members. They perform rituals and strange ceremonies, and they have a 40-foot-tall statue that speaks with the voice of Walter Cronkite. At least one journalist has infiltrated the Grove, and in his reports he refers to the statue as Moloch. The 40-foot statue is a giant owl.
An owl?
Yes, an owl.
At this moment, a nurse came out to find Mrs. Falk.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carter, I have to go. Find the book, The Secret of Owls. It should be in your library. Oh, and don't forget rule number 6.
I hastily wrote down my phone number and gave it to Mrs. Falk. At this point, her mention of an owl god named Moloch was enough to set my nerves on edge. What had I unknowingly walked into? I asked Becky Falk to call me if she thought of anything else. Then, unsure of what else to do, I headed to a nearby coffee shop. After ordering a pumpkin spice latte, I have no shame, I did an internet search for Moloch and found quite a few accounts of the god being represented by a bull and not an owl. But I did find some details about the place she mentioned called the Bohemian Grove. Sure enough, someone had managed to take a photo of the 40-foot owl that stood over the whole campsite. It was eerie and unsettling. Was the totem dedicated to the Owl King Moloch? I eventually ran out of links to read up on Moloch and pulled up one of the photos from the rules I'd taken on my phone. I examined the rule Becky Falk had mentioned. Rule 6 referred to someone named Stone Gardner. A quick search told me that he was a reporter for the Valley Falls Observer, the local newspaper. I pulled up the phone number for the Observer and called, hoping to speak to Mr. Gardner. The receptionist told me that Mr. Gardner was on a leave of absence and that she wasn't sure when he was scheduled to return to work. She refused to give me a contact number for him because of the newspaper's privacy policy, but suggested that I try him on one of his social media channels. I thanked her for her time and took her advice. I found his social media profile easily enough and sent him a private message. It read as follows. Dear Mr. Gardner, I have purchased the house at 84 Ramsey Street. What I'm about to say may sound strange to you, but I found your name written behind one of the walls of my home along with a set of strange rules. They mentioned someone called the Owl King. On the first night after moving in, I had an intruder enter my house representing a group calling themselves the Court of Moloch. I've been told I'm in serious danger and that I should fear for my life.
Do you know anything about this, or does what I'm saying sound like the ravings of a lunatic? This isn't a joke. Please contact me at your earliest convenience. I didn't know whether Stone Gardener would respond to me or not, but for the moment, I had done all I could. I headed back home to check out the other thing Becky Falk had told me. We're going to stop here for the moment. I'm tired and need to take my pills. Let me take a short break and then you can come back to hear more of my story. I promise you, we still have more secrets to uncover. Until next time, I'm Knox Carter for the Warwick Recordings.
The Warwick Recordings are presented by the Deadbolt Mystery Society. Written by Jason Brannan. Edited by David Alderman. Narrated by Glenn Payne. Sound designed and mixed by Glenn Payne. Executive producers Jason Brannan and Sean Brannan. You can support us by reviewing the Warwick Recordings on the platform where you found us and by sharing this podcast with others. If you enjoyed the Warwick Recordings, we think you would also like our puzzle-solving mystery games, which are found at deadboltmysterysociety.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time.